Simon for On the White, and we're in Wootton, and we're with
Blake Nash, owner of Juicy Wilco and Nolan Extreme.
Now, we met up before when you did a pop-up at White Trash.
Yes, so that was December 2016.
Was it that long ago?
Yeah, it's been so long. And yeah, John Cattle from White Trash kindly offered me a spot in his shop that I can test the waters if there was the market for a scooter shop in the island. And luckily that went really well, so it kind of inspired me to get my own store, and this is where we are today.
Wow, I mean, it looks great. You got scooters everywhere, wheels, and but the big news, this is obviously great, but there's big news on the fact you've hit national success so far.
Yeah.
Potential.
Well, potentially, yeah. So, obviously, my brand, Juicy Wilco, we've been going for about a year now, and luckily I've teamed up with a good company called Milk Bike Distribution. So they distribute my wheels pretty much all over the world. And we've just managed to get our wheels online in Halfords.
And this is wheels for scooters. I'm looking at them now. They're fantastically good designs.
Yeah.
We'll put some pictures up for it. But they're, I mean, they're, it's done with a sense of humour.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. It looks so good. The packaging is, it is what it is, really. You look at it and you've got a donut and there's just some big mouth eating it.
And the other one, that's watermelon, is it?
Yes.
Right.
Got to keep it sweet.
Okay. So where did the idea for that come from? You're just a hungry man.
Yeah. Yeah, basically.
Okay. And so you come up, I mean, I know you've done loads of scootering.
Yep.
So how do you go from thinking, I mean, this is all part of a focus of showing what good stuff young people on the Isle of Wight are doing.
You just got to have a really good imagination and just go with it. If you want to do something, just grind. You just got to learn how to do it, how you're going to get there, and just don't give up.
Okay, it's one of those keep things. Plugging.
Yeah, just keep going. I got tormented years and years ago. I'm never going to get where I am. And it gave even more drive to just prove them wrong.
Right. So what's that, through what, education or just people?
Yeah, back in school, like when I was going down the skate park all the time riding a scooter and everyone's like, oh, you're too old to ride scooters and all this lot. And it's like, yeah, now look at me.
So we go from, I mean, you're selling the scooters here, and but then how do you, it's quite a big step to go, you know what, product, that's the way forward.
Yeah, it's something it's what I wanted to do starting off. So originally, when I set up Island Extreme, we did try making handlebars and we did try making them UK made, and it's a lot harder. I got messed around a little bit, and then obviously I went back to roots, replanned, started up something different, and yeah, things have got to be made in China if you want to go big.
So that's interesting. There's an example, fixing your head, you're going to do the bars, problems along the way,
yeah.
But even though that doesn't work, don't give up.
No. There was a lot of time, a lot of money wasted in that, but it didn't knock me. It's something I want to do. It's something I want to make a career out of. So you just got to do what makes you happy.
And I mean, that's the great thing of product, isn't it? Is a ton of work up front.
Yeah.
But then they're being produced, they're being sold, and goodness,
I mean,
this is the big thing, it's the deal.
It's like yesterday, actually, I was at a skate park in Corby called Adrenaline Alley, and they've got a shop inside their skate park called Skate Hut, which is one of the biggest online scooter retailers probably in the world. And going into their store and seeing my product on their shelf was such a good feeling.
Because you know it in your place, but to
I see it every day in my shop. But to just travel hundreds of miles and then see them on someone else's shelves as well, and then to finally see them on like Halfords website is
right. Because that's the big deal.
Yeah,
that's a national deal.
Yeah, it's unbelievable, really.
So tell me, how did the Halfords one come about? That was
It all goes back to where I teamed up with Milk Bike Distribution. They distribute different scooter brands. They're one of the best scooter distributors in the UK, and I hooked up with them a good few months ago, and they've got really good sales reps there. They know what they're selling. They only sell the best, so to be a part of them was a privilege as well, and for them to tell me that we're going to be stocked in Halfords is unbelievable.
What I keep coming back to is this idea of, you think, okay, learn from the bars, learn from what worked, what didn't work. Right, wheels, that's what I'm going to do next. So you have a spark of an idea, you maybe think about what they're going to look like.
Yeah.
The other steps?
Well, we've got plenty more designs coming out this year. I've got an amazing graphic designer, Sam. I pretty much feed him the ideas and he just makes it a reality on a computer, and then that's when we send it into production.
Right. So that's teaming up with someone else from the island?
No, he actually lives in Wales.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah, we go back.
So your network's all over?
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty big.
Yeah.
So we obviously, I'm here on the Isle of Wight. My graphic designer's in Wales. A distribution office is near Essex. And then the stock is actually being held, like, Midlands.
Right, okay. So you've got West, load, East,
yeah,
South, Middle.
No, there's loads of Scotland. There's loads of third parties involved.
Okay.
So when Halfords get an order, basically, it goes from a third party warehouse.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Right. I mean, they look great. They look really good.
Yeah.
So if you had a message for people, because I know you're doing other stuff. These things can't take off.
No, I still have a full-time job, working 8 till 5. A boat builder. So doing this as my hobby and wanting to make it as a career, you've got to work overtime.
Yeah.
I can be up till silly o'clock hours in the morning designing, messaging people, messaging factories in China.
Yeah.
And it just doesn't stop.
Right. Okay. But so what if you had, I don't know, let's say 3 messages for young people on the Isle of Wight who want to do their own thing, get started? I guess tiny steps that they can take.
Tiny steps. You want to, first of all, find what it is that you want to do and what makes you happy, knowing that that is something you want to do for the rest of your life. Secondly, work out the best way to start that by, if it's a product, then the cheapest, the easiest product that you can make.
So don't go
and don't you can go out and go big, but obviously you need investment. You need the market there that's going to buy it off you straight away, and that's never really the case. So you've got to build your audience. Obviously, this has taken me 3 to 4 years, but luckily, I obviously being a scooter rider for the past 8 years, I kind of know a lot of the audience as well. So yeah, you need to get an audience, and then third, you just got to be passionate about it. Just don't give up. You're going to hit brick walls on the way, just get over them and just keep going.
So when there are those times when you're pushing hard on something and you know you get kicked in the teeth on it, it doesn't go the way you want to do.
Oh yeah.
What do you do to pick yourself back up?
You just got to remember the good times. Like, you're going to have your bad days. I've had like days in the shop where I've had no customers and you're just thinking, why am I here? But don't. Like, I could be sat at the counter and there's no one coming in, but I'm doing other things. I'll be on my laptop looking for the next best thing to sell or design. It's, you just got to keep going.
Brilliant. That's a great message.
Yeah.
Thanks for that. Cheers.
No worries.